Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Behar B'chukoisai, Tovshin Pei. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor. Har Sinai, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. And the emphasis is the Mefarshim Shtel Debar Tanur, all the Mefarshim. Moshe was Mekabel the Torah Mayakodesh Baruch Hu, by Sinai. So the Debar Tanur says that's what it means, L'misha Nigla Elov B'Sinai. But there's a pshat that the Shaykh is to Sinai, is that it's saying the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Zoiche, Meroiv Anova, is Nirmaz in the Inyan of Sinai. Because the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boicher in Har Sinai is because of the Anova Kimavur and Chazal. And that's what the Mishnah is being rhyme, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zoiche for the same Siba that Sinai was Zoiche. And the emesis, the Rambam explains in Shemayne Prakim, in other places, that the Yisoid of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the highest Darg of HaSapaklari HaMe'irov, is directly Meshach Shaychi to his Anova. His Anova is Shoiver the Mechitzas, that Keilu there's no Mechitzas, no Pirud between his Neshama and the Shaychus and the Kirvat to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Vosmer Onov is Vosmer able to be a Novi. It's interesting, the Lashon is Moshe Kibel Torah MiSinai, but then it switches to Mesora LeYahishua. So the Tosfos Yontif says that, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel, but Mekabel is a Lashon that it's not everything, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to be Mekabel the Shar HaChamishim. The Rabbeinu Shleilam has a Shar HaChamishim that wasn't Nimsar to Moshe. So it's only Kibel. Or by Yeshua, it was Nimsar, because Yeshua got everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim in the office over there says Punkfakir. He says Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Kibel, because Kibel means the Spitzdarga, that he was Takvas, Baklari, Amir, he was Makabel everything. By to Yeshua, it was only Nimsar. Another pshat I saw once is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kibel, because it was Takvah the higher Madrega. To Yeshua, it was only Nimsar, it was a lower Darga, because it was Kofalim Harkagigas. That's why later on in the next Mishnah, by Shimon HaTzadik, Kibel. The Pshat is because over there it's already in the times of the Darga of Hadur Keblu B'Me'achashverish, it wasn't the Chesaron anymore, Kofalim Harkagigas, then it was able to be Taka, the Darga of Kibel. Chazal say, Ma'in Yin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. The Sfasem says an interesting Nakuda, what it means over here. He says, because Sinai represents that Ilu Karveinu Lefnei Sinai Dayenu, Sinai represents a Gevissa Hisalus that we had. That we went Shaloika Derech HaTeva. We became like Malochim Taka by Sinai. Or by the Emes says, we don't believe that the Ochin Ka'odom to Musa, and we came back and fell down to the Metzis, the Karaka Metzis that were in Odom. So what connects us and makes us sometimes have these waves of Hisalus? Shmita, Shabbos, Yovel, these times when we're menatik ourselves and we're shoivis, is inyil har Sinai. It's mechabras har Sinai. Oh, but then the shoyel is, so then it's only during those times. What about the rest of the time? That's why we count. We have a sphera. We count the days until Shmita. We count the days until Shabbos. We count the days until Yovel. By counting, the counting shows a chibur and a shaychus to that aliyah, that the darg of that aliyah should blive even weiter. There are a lot of different sugyas in Shmita. There's Lavim, there's Essen, there's the Rabbanan de Kedinim. There's a lot of different sugyas, but it's interesting. The Menches Chinuch declares, I saw the Derech Amuna in Chaim Kanievsky in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel on the Rambam, brings Mamash Bereish Dvorov, this Menches Chinuch, this Nidin, are Noshim Chayiv in the various Eifanim of Shmita that are only mitzvahs Essay. L'moshul, the Gemara says in Moed Katan that Harish is only an Essay. Other Zriya and Zmira is a Lav, Sot Halei Sizra. But Harish is only an essay, or woman chayiv in the essay. And who are then various other dinim? Isser Schoira, and Isser and Svichin, and the dinim Hashmatis Ksofim, the Isser Avodas Karka, all the different dinim on Noshim Chayiv. So he has a whole masu matan about it. Do you say a sort of koshi yeshnei b'shmiri, yeshnei b'schir, the kedin, whoever's nichlal in the lavin of the Isser Emel is nichlal also in the essen of it. So one of the rais he brings is from the Gemara Kedushin, Dafnun Beis. The Gemara says, Maise b'chomish Noshim. And the Gemara says there was a bezunder and chiddush that even though it was shvius, he was still able to be mekadosh them with it. That it was theirs, that it's hefker. So you see that the din of hefker of shvius is even by noshim. The seder of alpiteva that is seven and seven is shmita, and then seven sevens is yovel. It continues weiter. The Zohar says that after a yovel's worth of yovelis, meaning 50 yovelis, that's when Yitzias Mitzrayim is. And that's Taka the Cheshbon. From Tchilas Habriya, there were 50 yovelis until Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what it means. Vachamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. Bishnas ha'yovel azayis tashuvu. The shpitz yovel, the yovel of the yovelis from Tchilas Bria Soilam. The shaila is that we know according to the Cheshbon, Yitzias Mitzrayim was 2,448 years from Bria Soilam. 50 yovelis is 2,500 years. 50 times 50. So says Rav Meir Shapiro, Milablin, and Chuvas Arameir, says Rav Meir the Gazak, he says, we know the Gemara Erechin brings it to Machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Shnas Yoivel is Oyle Laminion. There's a Machlekes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shnas Yoivel is already also Shnas Rishoin of the next cycle. Come to Chas Yoivel is Betzim Rabbi 49 years. Like that Cheshman, Genoi, Taka, 50 Yoivelis, is Kemat, it's Mechuvin. 50 Yovelis of 49 year cycles is mechuvin to the Shnas Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says, Alpizi, you can understand the Medrash. It says by the Sneh, Vayar Hashem ki Sor Lirois. Sor is Gematria 260. Then Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe by the Sneh, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not supposed to be not after 210 years in Mitzrayim, after 260 years in Mitzrayim. If I said it was 260 years, why did he think that? There is, he thought, like, maybe you go like the other man, the Yomra, that Yovelis every 50 years. If Yovelis every 50 years, then Taka, there's not a Yitzia until 260 years in Mitzrayim, because then it will take be a full 2,500 years. Yovel of the Yovelis. But we know, it says before in the Pesukim, Kama Pamim, that the Shemitah and Yovelis is a Bezunder, is the Havtocha, that they're going to be able to stay in the Karka of Eretz Yisrael and have Schusim to the Karka of Eretz Yisrael and be able to, the Peris will be Goydel from those Karkois. So there's a remez niflo, v'yishavtem al ha'aretz lovetach. Lovetach is gematria 49. You want a policy of bituach, you want an insurance policy, lovetach. Lovetach is to be shmar yovel. Every time you shmar yovel, you get a bituach on the next cycle of the 49 years. Later in the parasha, you have the sugi of ribis. Al tikach me'itoy neshech v'tarbis. So you do a toysin, but metziah daf ayin brings, based on the Targum Yerushalmi, that someone that's not nizer in shvius in ribis is not even zeichet the tchias hamesim. Ad kedei kach that the oynish of someone that's malva ribis, he's not zeichet the tchias hamesim. So there's a famous story we say over from the Satmar Rebbe. Someone came to once ask the Satmar Rebbe, "What's the pshat that it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch this Indian that Malva Ribis has not come to Tchias HaMesim?" Hare, a lot of times the Mechaber says, Mitzvah Zeh Tzorach Lizor Ba'ad Mo'oid, Chob Ba'ad Mo'oid, Choshev Ba'ad Mo'oid. He's madgish it. Why isn't he madgish the Choymer that Ribis is Ad Kedei Kach, that a person has not even come to Tchias HaMesim? So the Satan Rebbe mumbled, someone asked him, he said, "Vos Artich that it's only a Shach?" So it's not the Mechaber, the Shach says it. And the person was Nispal, he didn't remember that there was a Zashach. He went, he was Boidik, he went through all Hilchas Ribis. He didn't find a shach that says this halacha, that it's ki'ilu, that he's not going to become to Tchias HaMesim. Ober, in the end it was Nisbarer that the shach wrote a poem. When the shach put to print his sefer on Chosh HaMishpat, and on Yeredeya, it was in the year Tof Zayin, and he made a poem which every stanza of the poem represented a different chelik of the simonim and the halachas of Shulchan Aruch. And on every one of the poems, every stanza, the last three words was Gematria 407, to be Meramis, that's the year that he's printing the Sefer. And the Keter that talks about Ribis Taka ends off LaYokutz Imanu. So that's what he meant, that the Shach in the poem had mentioned that the person won't come with Chisa Mason. The end of the parasha of Bahar, the pasuk says, Es Shapsoisai Tishmoiru Umikdoshi Tiro'u Ani Hashem. It's very interesting. This is Pasuk is word for word the exact same Pasuk was earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. Mamish to the letter. Es Shapsoi Sei Teshmairi Umekdoshi Tiro Ani Hashem. So I was always baidik. What's the meaning to Pesukim? Some of the Mepharshim say that the one over here in Parshas Bahar is referring to Shemitah and Yovel. Shapsoi Sei is Shemitah and Mekdoshi means Yovel. But Pashut it means Shabbos and Mikdash. The Gemara Nivamis Darshins. We learn from here the din of Moira Mikdash. And lo yikonis be'avik shal gabi raglav, you have to the same way you have moira from the one that was mitzav on the Shabbos, you have moira from the mikdash. So you have to check. Does when the Gemara darshes that, is it talking about the one in Parshas Kedoshim or the one in Parshas Bahar? It's mamish to the word, the same pasuk. So I was thinking once to say a chiddush, but it's not poshut. I want to bring out the idea. There's kama v'kama sugyas which talk about different dinim that were noig in the mikdash, and that the Gemara handles. Okay, but was this din also noig in the Mishkan and in the mikdash, or only in the Beis HaMikdash? And Tosfos in a few places, but we'll speak out to Tosfos in Erevin Daf Beis. In Erevin Daf Beis, Tosfos handles what's the gedarim. Sometimes you see the Gemara speaks out that for certain dinim, Megabi Ofer Soita and Tumas Mikdash, various other places, the Gemara learns out, and you need a bazundar makar for Mikdash and for Mishkan. And sometimes know that whenever there's a Yalfusa, it automatically vibes the Yalfusa for both Mikdash and Mishkan. And Tosfos is Paisel for Devrayim, Tosfos and Erevin, the beginning of Erevin. Tosfos says, he says, Lamashal, Legabi, the din of Moira Mikdash. Legabi, the din of Moira Mikdash, you don't need two psukim. It's one pasuk. It's Shapsoisa, Tishmar, Mikdash, Yitiro. And automatically we know that that pasuk applies, Sait to Mikdash, Sait to Mishkan. Then, how come my other places you need two psukim? I was like, read the Tosfos. And I, to me, it was a wonder. Adarab, over here, there's two psukim. Wouldn't it be wonderful to say that maybe one pasuk, Shapsoisa, Tishmar, Mikdash, Yitiro, Ani Hashem, the one in Bahar and Kedoshim, maybe one is going on Mishkan, one is going on Mikdash. And Adarab, Tosfos, Kilo, I don't know what he means two psukim for, but he says, here's only one pasuk. So I thought, maybe the pshat is because if Taka, one was on Mikdash and one was on Mishkan, then it should have said, Taka should have said, in one pasuk it should have said, Eshapsoisa Tishmeru Umikdashi Tiro. And in the other pasuk it should have said, Eshapsoisa Tishmeru Umishkani Tiro. Oh, but the emes is, it's Mefurish Nishtazai. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tezayin. It has two different psukim. There's a pasuk, like Abi Tumas Mikdash, it says, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei, and Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. And the Gemara has various dinim. And then the Gemara speaks out in Shavuos, another Yalfusa, a rebuy for another din. The Gemara says, Hekin, an extra din. So, Gemara, because it's only coming for Mikdash and Mishkan, let the pasuk be consistent and call it Mikdash both times. Hari Mikdash, Ikri Mishkan, and Mishkan, Ikri Mikdash. Adra, but let the pasuk say Mikdash twice. So, you see, Fakert, if you want to stam, they have two psukim, that one is on Mishkan, one is on Mikdash, the appropriate way is that it just say Mishkan by both, or Mikdash by both. Is Hadakush Laduchti, what is Tosfos saying? That the din of Mikdash, Moira Mikdash, is only in one place. It's Mefurish in two places. I'm not sure what this two psukim is. The Zohar says, Shapsoisa Tishmeru Mikdashi Tiro. It's Mikdash Yud. What does it mean, Mikdash Yud? It's first of all, it's teaching you that Ein Davar Shabakdusha Pachas Me'asara. But he says also, Tikkuni Azar, he says that the Indian of Asara, if you count out the numbers and you square them, right? One squared plus two squared. 2 squared is 4. Plus 3 squared, which is 9. You go all the way till 10. 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared. All those numbers together adds up to 385, Shechina. So, Eshapsoisa Tishmar, Mikdash Yud. Where is the Hashrasa Shechina? Where's the remez for the Hashrasa Shechina? Shechina 385 is the sum total of 1 squared plus 2 squared, v'chuli, till 10 squared, is a remez of Shechina. It's a remez of Shechina. Parshas B'chukoisai. We'll start off with the famous Arachayim HaKadosh. You do with the Arachayim HaKadosh on the first pasuk has 42 pshatim. There's a famous story about it, how he was mechadish these pshatim in three different sudas once when he was in Golis. But I can find him, there's 42 pshatim taka that Aruch Haim HaKadosh Kedai Lam is boinin over there. Amongst them, he brings a pshat over there, Mechukaisa Telechu, Yesh Mepharshim, it's Lashon of Choyk. He says Lashon of Chakika. You know, because you have the difference between Ksiva and Chakika. Ksiva, you know, you have the cloth, you have the paper or the parchment, and on top of it, there's ink, there's the dioy. Aber Chakika goes around into the etzim etzis of the zach. It's carves and scratches into the oven, or maybe even the cloth, but it's carved in. It goes around. It shtechs and gate around in the pneumius of the zach alein. And that's what it means, omol. In Bukhukhoyset Telechus to Amelim Batoira, the yisoid of omol. The yisoid of omol is because when a person's omol, then it becomes a part of him, because he's taka choikik. And we know that the cloth of Torah Shevik Sav is a cloth from or behemoth Toira. Over the cloth, Kosveni Aluch Libecha, the cloth of Teresh Alpeh is the Nefesh Adam. But how does the Taka, how do you write the Shreitman Arayim, the Divrei HaToira on the Nafshi Shal Adam? It's with Bechukoisai, with Chakika, that has to become Amish a part of you. The Pasuk says in Bechukoisai Telechu, when it makes it tonight, in Bechukoisai Telechu, Venasati Gishmechem Beitam. And the Emes says, we know what that Kacha, Azoi Vi, that's the Metzias in Bechukoisai Telechu, Venasati Gishmechem Beitam. That it's not a schar voynish. It's pasha. That's the metzias. That's how the world runs. That's the metzias. The same way. The hemshach apostle. When a satik yishmechem biitom, v'nosin ha'aretz yivula. Well, it's a schar voynish. That's the metzias. The rain comes down and it grows and makes the crops grow. K'moiken is the metzias. And mechukoyset yilechem when a satik yishmechem biitom. But we know that the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samachal, the Gemara says that you see from here the gedorim of Tanai. The Gemara even speaks out whether you need a Tanai kafel or a meir, because it says. And then the hemshach of Bechukaisa Temosu, see with Zayin Azoyin Azoy. See the Gemara learns out, Mamash the Gedorim of Tanakofa, that it's a Tanai. There's a Tanai in a Maisa. So Abzer is still Tzach Tekasha. Tois is Frek Tekasha. How could it be, Bechukaisa Telechu is a Tanai? L'chayrud is a famous rule, one of the Mishpatei Atanoim is in Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichas Lesser B'Tanai. Milsa the Lesser B'Shlichas Lesser B'Tanai. And L'chayrud, Geshem, the Gemara says, in Tainus, that base is like Nimsur L'Shlich, one of the Gimel Mefteichos. is Geshem. So how could there be a Tanai on Geshem? How could you make a Tanai and Gedorim, Tanai Kovel? You see the Gemara learns it, a Tanai. Geshem is not Nimsu L'Shliach, the Tanai. There's Shliach, I can't have Tanai. And for Toisvis, Roiv Mitzvah Ha'idei Shliach. How's a Toisvin getting the fine hay for the Kasha? He says, Roiv Mitzvah Ha'idei Shliach. Mamash Apeller, Rabbi Kveger, Frecht, Wunder. The Tanai is the Mitzvah. The Mice is the Geshem. When we have a rule that you can't make a shlich, you can't make a tanai on a milsa the less of a shlichus, it doesn't mean that the tanai has to be isa b'shlichus. It means that the maisa, the thing you're being, you make a kedushin al tanai, or kedushin you could do b'shlichus. You make a chalitza al tanai. Chalitza is milsa the less of a shlichus. The tanai doesn't have to be isa b'shlichus. The maisa does. The maisa is the geshem. What does it help? The Rav Mitzvah Ha'idei Shliach, as Rabbi Kveger on the Tosfos says, Hashem Yoreina. The pasuk says in Mechukoisei Teilechu. I heard an interesting pshat. There's three central chalokim in Avodas Hashem and Shaychus to Rebbe Shefer. Aleph, Mem, Tov, Emes. Aleph is Amuna. Mem is the mitzvahs, and Tov is the Torah. And Be'etzim, a person needs all three. You can have a person, Kai mitzvahs, Torah, he learns. Oh, he's missing the Aleph. So he left this bit of Rebbe Shefer. Then you have a person, Taka, Posh, the Yid, Amuna, and mitzvahs, so felt him Torah. And then you can have a person take amuna and Torah, but I've had it. Torah is not, it's amanas lasos. So there's remez in the pasuk. It's very interesting. The pasuk is im is aleph mem is amuna mitzvahs. But continues the pasuk. Bechukos etalech v'es amuna Torah. Also not enough. Vasisim oisam aleph tafem. You need all three. Don't think that two out of the three is enough. And it's surah b'avodas Hashem. You take need all three. Nishnah Torah alein and nishnah mitzvahs alein. The same nekuda is nirmaz and chusant in the end of the parsha. The pasuk says Eloh mitzvahs. The Balaturim writes mitzvahs. If you spell out mitzvahs b'miluy, the mem is mem tzadik. Tzadi actually is tzadi dalad yud. That's how you spell tzadi. Then there's a kuf in the next letter. The tzadi dalad yud. Vov is vov. Tof yud vov. You spell that out. Mitzvah spells out the taryab 612. Also the same gematria Talmidei chachamim gematria 612. Zok the Balaturim says remez chacham leiv yikach mitzvahs. The hainu mitzvahs alone is 612. It's not the full slamus of the full tariyak. It's missing something. It's not just mitzvah. You need Torah. On the other hand, Talmidei Chachamim, Torah, 612. You want to have the slamus. The slamus is only when it's both together. Torah and mitzvahs. That's what the remez of the pasuk is saying over here. So a ganze Teichecha. The Teich is the Tzura, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. He tells us that there's different Hanhogas. Again, it's the Bashefer, it's Kuloi Echod, but the way it's Mizbate, Klapios, there's different Matzavim. Sometimes there's a Matzav of Hester, sometimes a Matzav of Giloi, sometimes there's a Matzav that he wants to show that there's a Harainaf and there's a Kitrug, Avada, it's Poshet. That we're going through such a situation over here. The Rabbanu Shlalem closed up all the yeshivas, all the Bati Medrash. But in this matzav, he wants us to stelzach zu our Torah, our tefillah, our mitzvahs has to be in a tzura that we want to be mischaber. We're not mevater. But it's on the other hand, it's mamash apachad. There's santa the hair. I heard from another gadol. For a few weeks there was minyanim here in different places, different matzavim. In Yerushalayim, there were a lot of people that had minyanim. Some people had minyanim from porches. And that's Taka Shaila, because it's not mamash, you have all 10 people in the same place. Some people had minyanim where there was 10 centrally located people, and then more people were able to see them from the porches. And Azoy Shtaltzich, the minyan. So then there was a Shaila. There was some place that didn't have a Sefer Torah for a few weeks, the beginning of the situation. And the nidin was, if you have to do a shlama of Kriyas HaTorah, even more than one, for a few weeks back. So there's all nidin about it, but a lot of them paskind. That yeah, if you daven be yechidus or not a echdig a minion, not. But if you daven in a minion, a tzibur that had davened in a minion and didn't have Kriyas HaTorah, has to lane all the parshas. So there was a tochnit that they were going to lane. This was the Shabbos after Pesach. They were going to lane. It was really two Shabbos after Pesach, and they were going to lane all the parshas, four or five parshas that they had missed. And I don't know about in different neighborhoods, but in Yerushalayim, in most of the neighborhoods, it was pouring rain that Shabbos. These minyanim are still outside, not indoors, outside, on the streets and the courtyards and the parking lots. And it poured rain, mamash, from early in the morning till the afternoon. In Iyar, the beginning of Iyar, it doesn't rain in Iyar. The Rabbi Shalom is telling us something. That's the Toichah. V'yasafti aleichem makah shevakach ateseichem. What's this? Everything is times seven. It's an interesting chat that Paradis Yosef says, because a person has to daven three times a day. He says when a person has a gezeira on something, he brings a lashon of the Rashi says it in Parshas Ekev, it's a lashon of a medrash in Vayikra Rabba. But the Rashi says it in Ekev in Perektes. Tefila oisa mechza. A tefila can pile halb. A tefila piles halb. So he said that's why it's test seven times. Why? Hashem is saying v'yisaf lechem shevach katechseichem. Because if tefila piles halb, so shtel tzachfar. So after you daven shachar, the first tefila, it went down from eight to four. Mincha slices the four into a two. And the Maira slices the two into a one. That says each time it takes off half. And then you're left with only one eighth. But Hashem says, no, the seven eighths that the three tefillas had poiled, tefillah oisa mechza, Hashem says, I'm going to take that back. So again, it's a very shvera matzah, but we have to know something. There's a very, very interesting message in the parsha. You have the toich over here, and you have the two different toiches, the Gemara, and Baba Basra, and other places talks. We talked other times about the chilek, the toich of Parshas B'chukosai, lumas the toich of Parshas Kisavai, zu yeshach re'achres, zu einach re'achres. The Ramban has a mahalach, one is going on Golas Rishon, Golas Sheni, there's different things. But after the Teichecha comes Parshas Erechim. And there's a message to that. There's a message to that because a person has to know that he has an Erech. Every person has an Erech, not to klap sich, medafsich klapen, but not an oifin that the maskone is nuvs vaskimaton, the maskone is medafton. That's the hisroimus that you have. That after the Teich of Parshas B'chukosai, we're coming to tell you that each person has his Maila, each person has his Darga, he has his Erech. And grade by Parshas Erech, and it's Bezunder that it gives only a standard of age and Zachar Nekeva. There's a standard. Avada, there's a Bezunder connection of every person has his own Erech. Every Yochid. That's Bemis, you see in Parshas B'Midbar, then you have a Mispar. But that's what it's coming to say, that after the Teich, we have to know that on the other hand, every one of them has an Erech. Every single one has an Erech.